Welcome to The Wedding Band Show, the podcast that talks to wedding suppliers and helps you learn what's important to consider when planning your big day. This podcast is brought to you by the Brian McDermott Band.
Hi and welcome along to another episode of The Wedding Band Show with myself, Brian McDermott. On today's episode, I sat down with Ronnie Deignan from Late Night Radio. We talked about what's the best kind of music for a wedding band to play in order to keep the dance floor full all night. Remember, we video this podcast, so you can also watch us on YouTube, and we would love if you could subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, we'd love if you could give us a review. Let's get into the show. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Brian.
Welcome to another episode of The Wedding Band Show.
Thanks very much, Brian.
This is Ronnie Deignan from Late Night Radio.
Hello.
I keep forgetting to introduce people properly.
Okay.
And this obviously is going out as a podcast and a video. So it's okay as a video, they can see it.
Oh, yeah.
But on the podcast, one of whom I'm talking to. So on today's episode, what I was going to get out of you is, what's the best wedding band music? As in, a couple are looking for a band. Do they go for a band to see in the Keys on a Wednesday night or a Saturday night that are playing, you know, a nice chart, rock, pop stuff? Do they go for a country style band, loads of jives and waltzes, something in between?
Yeah,
you know,
that's a really good question.
What's your thought?
That's a great question, because you can do, like people will say,
it kind of goes to the question of when somebody rings you up and go, what do you play, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, my first question, I answer that with a question every time. So I'd always say, well, what are you into? What do you like? Because I could go, oh, we do great country set and the whole lot, and they're going crying into their coffee.
Yeah.
Or I could say, oh, we do a great, you know, 80s rock thing, or we do a, and they're already on the internet looking for the next band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the first thing I'll say to them is, what are you into? What do you like dancing to? And they'll go, oh, I like it. I like dancing to a bit of country. Well, we can do that for you, no problem. What else do you like dancing to? I like a bit of 80s music, yeah. Great, we can do some of that for you.
Yeah.
That's the way I approach it.
Yeah.
Because you could be selling a dead horse, you know? Yeah. Let's be honest about it. You know. So what works? Look at party music, and I know it's a very open sort of thing, party music, but stuff that works is stuff that worked in the decades that worked in the decades. Sorry. So in the '80s, everyone danced in the '80s. They remember Footloose, for example, or they might remember some Phil Collins number, like Supreme song. What do you call Annie Love Love? You know that one?
Yeah.
Anyway, to a bit of George Michael Faith or something like that, or, you know.
Yeah, all that kind of aha and all that.
Yeah, the dinner
stuff. Like the big ones, yeah.
The big dinners, right? And so, and then 90s, then they might remember Rhythm Was a Dancer or something like that, or a bit of Nirvana even, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
just,
so, you know,
Oasis.
What was big then? There's no point in doing the B-side of something from the 80s. It's just not going to work. It might be one of your favourite songs. And again, with the 70s and stuff like that, Jackson's and Stevie Wonder stuff. And
good party dance.
Good party songs that people know, you know? Without going too cringeworthy, like, you know?
And I think for a wedding, though, you need to have a band that kind of do a little bit of all of that.
Absolutely.
Rather than...
I mean, look who's in front of you.
Yeah.
You've got Granny Graham's. You've got Sharp Pants. You know, that's going to be about 12, 14 years of age, maybe.
Yeah.
You've got Uncle Tom, who, you know, wears the AC/DC t-shirt, but never really bought any of their albums.
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole mixed bag of people who are into different things.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, Mick Flavin, number one.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of make cover for everybody. I think the key, and this is something that I kind of learned a bit over the years, it mightn't necessarily be the actual songs you're playing. It can be the level at which you're playing those songs.
I find too, it's when you play them in the night.
It is too.
That's a bit of it too.
But if you're playing, I've been to see country bands playing, for example, and a good country band has a big bottom heavy sound.
Oh yeah.
You know, good kick drum and a good bass guitar are what people are dancing to.
Yeah.
So, which mightn't be the same for pop music.
Mm.
It could be more about the synths and the different sounds of the guitars or whatever like that. So, you'll find that certain people will go, oh, that's awful loud, when it's not really.
When they don't like that
music.
When
they don't like that music.
Yeah.
So, it's just, if you're going playing that music that you're thinking, it'll suit these guys or it mightn't suit these too much, you might pull it back a bit or you might do it a different way, you know?
Yeah, that's why it's good to mix it up as well.
That's exactly it.
Because you hear stories where, I'm sure you've heard it as well. You know, you've talked to staff in a hotel on a Saturday night and say, oh, there was a band here last night, nobody danced.
You know, or people would say, you know, oh, there was a band at a wedding that was at, and you know, there, nobody dancing, the band were terrible. But you can't put the two, like, that could be the couple picking a band that just didn't suit a wedding.
True.
You know, they might go like that, see them in a pub and say, this is a band playing exactly what we want.
Love them.
You know, love them.
Put them in.
But, and they could be an unbelievable band.
Yep.
Like, they could have the best players in the country in that band.
Sessions.
But it mightn't just, you know,
just mightn't
work
have
for a wedding.
That's exactly it. I mean,
the best music for a wedding is really everything.
Just it is, all the best. A good mix. And just played well and tight. Mm. Tight. No slappy crap. You know what I mean? Like, you know the way people, you see bands doing medleys and it's messy. And they don't really know what song they're going in and out of and stuff like that. I think well rehearsed.
Just kind of looking across the stage going, keep this going
The drummer's not just paying as much attention. He's roaring and shouting or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing is he's getting into some other tune that, you know. So a band that really communicates. And again, going back to something I said before, your band members, the best bands are band members who have loyalty with each other and they're playing every weekend.
Yeah. They know.
They just transmit, you know,
without even saying,
just winks, nods, can just do it.
A wink can extend a mix, you know, five minutes if it's working on
absolutely.
The floor.
Simple stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, so I think if you're looking for a wedding band, just a band that does a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, yeah. Not afraid to delve in.
Does it well, you know. Yeah. There are bands that will say, we won't do waltz, you know, definitely not, or that kind of thing. But I find a good band will sprinkle a little bit of everything in.
Yeah, as an old saying I used to say is that we're there to entertain, not to educate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, to entertain people.
And you have to think of as well, I suppose, when you're looking at music for your wedding, the band are for your guests. They're not for you. That's kind of what, I know to a certain degree, but what I mean by that is on the wedding night, how many couples at, you know, 12:30, 12:45 when you finished could name the songs you did? They're all, well, I know from my own wedding, you're busy.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking to you. Oh, the food was lovely. True. Thanks very much. Mm. The dress is fantastic. You know, that's beautiful. What they're telling me. You know, all that kind of thing. You know, so they're not really, and I think the most important thing for every couple is that the floor is full.
Mm.
So you need a band that are playing for your guests, you know, rather than, you know.
You might be
the biggest David Bowie fan in the world.
Yeah.
But his, you know, doing three of his songs in a row.
Mm. Most people, in fairness, are very good for that.
Yeah.
You know, they are conscious of uncles and aunts and different people that they have, the dynamic of their crowd.
Yeah.
Their guests. And, you know, and fair play. And that is the way to look at it really as well, because you want people to have a good time, you know.
Well, obviously you want a band that you enjoy, but I just think the band is there for your guests rather more than
you know what some people do. And I think it's we've got one of them coming up now soon in March. We've a wedding where
this could be going out in May now, Ronnie.
This could be going out in May, sorry, so, March next year, 2021. What are you talking about?
It might be going out in 21 yet.
21. It's March 22. How are we doing? We're talking to you from the future.
Yeah.
And
so anyway,
we have a wedding coming up in the future.
Yeah.
And basically what's happened here is they've booked two bands.
Yeah.
So they have us doing the main body of it first, we'll say the first band on. And then the second band are a total indie band.
Yeah.
And that's great. That'll work fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it'll work great because the couple want an indie band to you know, to play the wedding, but they're also cognizant of the fact that they've got guests.
But I think when you get to 12:30, 12:45, you can have fun then with the last 2 hours.
You can, yeah.
You know, and I know weddings where if you had a one man band with a guitar singing trad tunes, it'd work better than a disco.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
And we've had a few weddings in the past as well where you'd have maybe a covers band, you know, going on instead of a disco, and it works great. If you can work out the PA, maybe
two stages.
Yeah,
two stages, and it looks great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you have a band set up ready, you know, it just looks great.
It's a bit like a Jules Holland vibe.
It does, yeah. We did that for a great lassie there from lives near Drumsna. I'm not going to name her, obviously, but for her wedding, it was in Lochrinn, and there was at least two, if not three bands. I think there was a band playing when people arrived.
I had a band from 3 to 5 at my wedding.
Did you?
A three-piece band with live drums and all.
Great.
And Oh, it was great. Like when you get out of the car, it was like pulling up at a pub at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. Like the atmosphere is just going great. from the start. And I think a lot of people overlook the 3 to 5 slot.
Yeah. I definitely would think a one-man show minimum.
Minimum, yeah. You need something. Yeah. And I think so. Yeah, a one-man show.
It starts the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Couples don't
generally see that because they're off getting photos and everything. But, you know, it is.
And as well as that, if you are getting married in a venue that's in a town...
Mm. It'll stop people going downtown.
It can. It can keep them in the venue for you.
Yeah.
Boy. Okay.
So, Ronnie, today's show, what's the best music to have at your wedding from a band? And we're saying basically everything. Down through the years, biggest hits.
Good mix.
Chart hits.
A good mix, yeah.
Nice party mix. And just be conscious of all the ages at your wedding.
Yeah.
Agree. And like what I'm saying, the band are more for your crowd than you. I'm just going out on a limb there. You wouldn't agree completely.
You're not. No. But you know what?
You know where I'm coming from.
I do, of course. Look at at the end of the day, you've got a room full of guests from different dynamics altogether.
Yeah.
And you want to care them. Everybody, you want them to have a good time.
Everybody wants the floor full.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like we're saying, after the band then, you can consider things other than a disco. Maybe an indie band, like you were saying, function coming up, covers band, things
rock
like
band,
that.
Whatever.
Yeah, and that can be nice as a change as well.
Brilliant.
You know.
I'd love that.
So that's great, Ronnie.
Great.
Thanks for coming on
the show.
Thank
you, Brian.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Love you, man. Love you.
This episode of The Wedding Band Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to hear more. Don't forget to rate and review our show so we can bring you more great content. See you on the next episode.